Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Greetings, mortals! We know that you know that we love Hello from the Magic Tavern, the Earwolf show about Arnie, a man who fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King.
Well, in a magical world full of shape-shifting badges and talking flowers, they don't play Dungeons and Dragons, they play Offices and Bosses! Offices and Bosses is a limited series from Hello from the Magic Tavern, and it's back with a new batch of episodes you can only hear in Stitcher Premium!
Watch them play as managers round a water cooler!
Watch them discover if they will deliver reports on time!
Watch them deal with fax machines!
Watch them deal with payroll!
Offices and bosses!
Offices and bosses! Offices and bosses! Get out for free. Start a free 1 month trial at stitcherpremium.com/magic.
Bosses and bosses.
And use the promo code OFFBOOK.
Offices and bosses.
stitcherpremium.com/magic.
Offices and bosses.
And the offer code OFFBOOK for offices and bosses. Offices and bosses. Ha ha.
Hey, everyone. Zach and Jess here with a little bit of housekeeping.
A little bit of, well, very bummer news. The amazing Meltdown Comics with the Nerd Melt Theater is closing its doors. We originally had a show scheduled there. It will no longer happen because, sadly, the theater will no longer exist.
We can't do a show in a theater that doesn't exist.
We're working on it.
As much as we'd like to do that. What we are going to try to do is we're going to try to do another show at a, hopefully about the same time, at another theater. We are working on that. We will get you the info on that ASAP. If you want to follow the Facebook group or I'm sure our Twitter account, they'll all have it.
That's the best way to get the soonest information, but we will just try to keep you guys posted. Sorry about that. And we'll miss
tickets.
You, Nerd Melt.
Thank you so much, yeah. Nerd Melt. We'll miss you. That's it.
Bye.
Back to the normals.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Off
Book,
the
improvised
musical podcast
with Zach and Jess.
This one is Zach.
This one is Jess. Oh boy.
It's one of those.
I feel like we should continue this trend of telling people what time of day this is recorded. This is 5:30 on a rainy afternoon.
This one's 5:30 on rain in Los Angeles. So everyone's taking those extra subatomic particles, adding them to their being, and just really like buzzing around.
Yeah, I think you'll be able to sense that in this episode. Guys, give it up for
Scott
Passarella
on
the
keys. King of pianists. Pianist of Kings. We got engineer Brett. We got producer Dana. We also have a guest who we're very excited about. This is a human being who I'm constantly telling other people how funny I think he is because he's truly the funniest.
And specifically, you're like, your side that is like, I like to claim and understand humor. You're like, I cannot claim and understand
his
humor.
Yeah, I like to try to Borg people's comedy. I'm like, yeah, I can learn that and then make it part of myself and be better. I can't do what this person does.
It's too unique and specific. You know I'm from the Good Place, from Trial and Error. He's our friend from Baby Wants Candy. It's John Hartman.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, God. Such a pleasure.
Oh, boy.
My voice went up
on the both things I've said so far.
Hi.
So.
Hi.
It's a roller coaster of a voice. That's good.
How are you, John?
I'm good.
How do you feel about the rain?
I love it, actually.
Yeah, it's nice, right?
Yeah, and it makes me, like, kind of cozy here, which you don't get a lot in L.A.
Do you guys know about this term, hygge?
Yeah, it's literally...
the Danish concept of coziness.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh.
I don't know it.
John looks like he's not cozy with this.
I really don't want anything that far away to inspire my coziness.
I mean, it is quintessentially un-American to adapt that, I think.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Isn't it very American to take what's best about other cultures and make it our own?
Also, hell yeah, brother. Very good point, brother.
It's like, oh.
Give me that hygge. Is that how it's pronounced?
I think so.
Isn't that the monster... I'm thinking of Kaiju, or what's the Pacific Rim monsters?
Kaiju.
Oh, yeah.
This is not anything like that?
No, well...
Isn't that one of the Jenner sisters?
Kaiju, yeah.
Jenner sisters?
Who am I thinking of?
Well, yeah, there are two that are specifically Jenner among the Kardashians.
No, the Jenner sisters.
Yeah, Kylie and Kendall is her name? Jenners.
Would you ever call them Kylie Kardashian?
No.
So... I can't call her a Kardashian sister.
She's probably not the go-to for most people in that reference.
It is for me because I have never seen any of the things that they do.
No, you're Team Jenner.
You saying it really broke my brain because, like, it's true. They literally are not Kardashian. That's the father of their... they share a mother, they don't share a father.
Okay.
But they are on a show called, you know, Keeping Up with the Kardashians. They are referred to as like the Kardashian family, this, you know, whatever. But they are the Jenner sisters.
This is the show where Zach learns about pop culture that everyone else already knows about.
But also, your ignorance has shined a light on the truth that they are just not Kardashian, which is what's crazy about like Kylie really like getting into like lip plumping and like the way that she does her eyebrows and stuff. It's like she doesn't have any Armenian blood in her.
I don't know why a kaiju would need to lip plump. It's a gigantic monster.
Yeah, it's mostly just trying to better itself for fighting.
We go to
another planet.
Great.
Where a bunch of gigantic monsters underwater are preparing for a ball.
Bubble, 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 do you like my hat? Bubble, 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 do you like my coat? Bubble, 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 it's a wonderful day to dance and sing and float.
Bubble, 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 do you like my dress? Bubble, 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 do you like my cape? Bubble, 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 do you like my purse? It's a great day to dance, float, and maybe escape.
Bubble, 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 do you like my pearls? Bubble, 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 do you like my purse? Bubble, 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 do you like my bauble that I've got on my chest?
Ooh, I like your bubble, 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 bubble. I like your bubble, bubble for the ball. If we could have a couple bubble bubbles, there are bubble bubbles for all.
Bubble, 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 do you like this dance move? Bubble, 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 do you like these snacks?
Bubble,
bubble, bubble, bubble, do you like this champagne? Let's just dance and relax.
At the bubble ball, every monster is having fun.
At the bubble ball,
monster romance for everyone.
Bubble, 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 will I find a love? Bubble, 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 will my heart beat fast?
Bubble,
bubble, is it my time for love at last? At the bubble,
bubble,
bubble, bubble, bubble,
bubble,
bubble,
bubble.
Bubble ball.
Oh, my. Not this one. No, not this one either.
Oh, Kadratu, what's the matter? Why are you huffing and puffing up in your room?
Yeah, Kadratu, you've been pacing around for the last 15 minutes.
But Djorg, Flaunt, I haven't found the right thing to wear for tonight. It's a big deal, you know.
Oh, you're stressing about the bubble ball.
Oh, yeah, the first rule about the bubble ball is you just gotta relax.
But this is essentially my coming out party. I mean, people are going to see me for the first time as who I really am.
I guess that's true. It is his first bubble ball.
Yeah.
Kadrahu is just nervous.
Kadrahu, you're... This is the time for you to introduce yourself to Monster Society as an eligible monster. Yes, that is correct. But people are going to love you for you. They're going to love you for your laser eyes and your giant tail and your...
Yeah, but, and your thick, thick armor.
Your thick carapace that covers your body.
But I don't know. Some of the other monsters out there, maybe they think my teeth aren't jagged enough. You know?
Kadrahu.
Kadratu.
Maybe my tail's not scaly enough for them.
No.
No.
Listen. Just take it from your parents. You just gotta do you, Kadrahu.
Kadrahu.
You just gotta be true to who Kadrahu is.
You just gotta look down deep and know that your heart beats for one. You just gotta be the only Kadrahu. You just have to be our son.
Well, sometimes Kadrahu don't feel like he's the best. Kadrahu feels like he's failing ever. Monster test. I know that on the outside I'm green like I do, but even though Kadrahu is green, Kadrahu's feeling blue.
You just gotta do you, Kadrahu. You just gotta be true to who Kadrahu is. And if you just do that, doesn't matter if you are green, you can feel blue on the inside. Just let your true self be seen. Do you, Kadrahu? Wear this hat, Kadrahu.
Oh, I look stupid.
Try on this vest, Kadrahu.
Kadrahu boots, Kadrahu.
But I know you've been worried for so long, and yet your fears have lasted for a while. But I know you never fully dressed until you wear a smile.
But what if I don't act like myself? And I don't know who I am. I gotta find out Kadrahu is, the Kadrahu that I can. I wanna be the one who can please the others, Kadrahu. My prince or princess.
You just gotta do you.
Doing you. That's the Kadrahu that's best.
I gotta do myself.
That's the Kadrahu that's best.
To you, Kadrahu.
Ow. 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 Ow.
Jane, what's going on?
I can't get my cheeks rosy enough by pinching them.
Oh, Jane.
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 What?
You,
all of us sisters are getting you ready, okay?
I know, and I'm trying to get my cheeks to look like they have a sweet, rosiness about them by pinching them, and it's not working.
Gene, what? Our faces are covered in bright orange chitinous armor. Even though we have the claws of giant crabs, there is no amount of pinching that's going to change the color of your teeth. Click, click, click. But you don't need to change it. I mean... You look great. Gene, I wish I had your figure.
Are you serious? Look at these pinchers. They're so measly.
At least you got all your legs.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
We were both de-legged earlier this year.
It was horrific.
It was really scary.
Yeah.
But it was worth it to save the village.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Good job, guys. You were so brave.
All of those claws, we ripped them off, and now we erected a fence of made of claws around the village.
And
Gene, you were busy that day? You said you were sick. You had a cough.
I had a cough. I was, like, so ready to rip my legs off to help with the fence, but I had a cough.
Oh, yeah? A really debilitating cough?
It was, you guys, and, you know, I know it's just, like, I don't want to get out of bed, but it's also, like, what if I gave everyone in the village the cough?
Well, a lot of us were de-legged that day, and some of us are still walking around with legs.
Yeah, it could have been, like, there's enough of us that two of us didn't have to lose all our legs. We could have all given up a few legs. We had four on each side.
Okay, and yeah. I said, guys, let's move the fence building day to when I feel better. And everyone was like, no, we have an urgent threat from the neighboring village.
Yeah, I mean, we had to go now. We were being attacked.
Well, guys, I don't know. I just said no one come in here. I'm too sick. I have a debilitating cough.
Can I ask a question?
Of course.
To both of you.
Uh-huh, sure, Deb.
Would it have made, yes, Gene and
Suze.
Would it have made more sense for us, instead of ripping off our legs to make a fence, to just establish a fighting perimeter with our big, sharp monster claws?
Shoot. You know, and this is why I've said we should brainstorm before we do anything. But the village elders don't listen to us because we have not come out yet. But all that's going to change after tonight.
Oh, we're going to have so much fun at the bubble ball.
We're all going to do it together because sisters stick together, even at the ball.
Oh, it's all for one and it's one for all. Sisters stick together even at the bubble ball. It's all for one and one for all.
Sisters stick together even at the bubble ball.
I don't care if some fly monster who has the ability to fly.
Underwater fly.
He could come up with a sweet dance move and a smile that is like no other guy. But if he is mean to my legless sisters, he'll get no time of mine. I won't turn my back on you, Deb and Suze. No matter who the guy is, no matter how fine, it's all for one and one for all.
Sisters stick together at the bubble ball. All for one and one for all. Sisters stick together even at the bubble ball.
Ooh, get out on the dance floor. You know we'll get down. And we don't have any legs. You're gonna have to spin us around. But it's gonna be lots of fun getting there, I bet. We also can't walk to the ball. You're gonna have to pull us on a sled. Yeah, that's how it is. Ooh, I can't wait for the dancing to begin. Me and Suze, me and Gene, the greatest three-sister dancing team. Cause
all for one and one for all. Sisters stick together even at the bubble ball. All for one, one for all. Sisters stick together even at the bubble ball.
Well, out on the dance floor, I'll be on the make.
Uh-huh.
Hoping to get with a fly or a hot sea snake.
Ooh.
I don't want something I can't have no more when I'm flopping around with no legs out on the dance floor. But I know with my sisters, they ain't got no legs. But I don't need nothing else when I got Gene and Deb. I know that I am gonna be fine with my sisters next to me. Everything's fine.
All for one and one for all. Sisters stick together even at the bubble ball. All for one and one for all. Sisters stick together even at the bubble ball.
Spin me. Whee. Okay, everyone. Let's see. Mood lights, check. Fun decorations, check.
Theme, not going with Under the Sea this year.
Nope.
On the nose.
Too easy.
I wanted it, but we'll go with something else this year.
The 70s.
Ooh.
The 1770s.
The 1770s.
Ooh.
Which everyone knows in our world, the 1770s was a year of non-stop sledding.
Yep. It's when the...
The sledding 70s.
It's the sledding 70s, everyone knows. And there were fun clothing trends.
There were fun clothing trends.
Like everyone wore double suspenders.
Oh, do you remember what it was like to be a kid and get to go to one of these things?
Oh, take me back to
Take me back to the 70s.
Take me back.
Take me back.
Oh, take me back.
Oh, take me back. Oh,
take me back. Oh. Take me back. Take me back.
Oh,
1770s.
Oh, yeah.
Put on your suspenders and then put on a second pair. There's magic on the ground and there's dancing in the air. Everyone's having a great time. Don't let it go to your head. Everyone's having a great time on all of these sleds.
Take me back.
Take me back.
Take me back.
Back to take me back to the
1770s.
Take me back. Oh, take me back to the sledding 1770s. Take me back now.
We had just invented food in a mold.
Food in a mold.
Dance moves got so clever and so bold.
And there was food in a mold.
We could do dance moves if we were not sent to bed. Don't forget that those dance moves, they were on a sled.
Oh, won't you take me back? Oh, take me back to the 1770s.
Oh, take me back, take me back,
take me back. Oh, take me back.
1770s.
Do you remember when things were so big? We'd invented food in a moat. We'd also invented powdered wigs.
Powdered wigs.
Oh, so much was going on then, and so much more, that it might have seemed like the 1970s, but we invented Studio 54.
Oh yeah, my favorite part were those powdered wigs.
Powdered wigs.
Oh yeah, they showed that we had taste, but since we live under the water, they didn't last for long.
They got wet.
So it turned out we wore wigs that had a bunch of paste.
Ooh,
take me back.
Won't you take
me back
to that brief period of time we had powdered wigs
in the 1770s.
Oh, won't you take me back?
Take me back.
Powdered wig, food in a mold.
1770s.
On a sled.
Wearing double suspenders.
Take me back.
Take me back.
It's good to reminisce.
It feels good.
And there was so much more free sex then, you know.
So much before, more.
So much more.
Before the moral codes came into place.
Yeah.
Well.
To be a kid today, though.
I will say, though, all of the free sex that was happening at the time led to, you know, a lot of emotions running high and a lot of wars between monster tribes.
That's right. It's now we have offensive legs and we have a lot calmer people.
Yep. I wouldn't. I mean, I'm friends with a sea snake now. That would have been unheard of.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's
We've
right.
We've come so far.
You know, it's right. You know, you give a little, you get a little. It's a two-step forward, one-step back situation. But I think it's normal to just idolize your youth, you know, really put it up on a pedestal.
Yeah, and, you know, even at the dance, the ball tonight, I will be certainly living through some of the kids as they dance and frolic out there, but I will be remembering my time there as
they're
well.
They're starting to show up.
Oh, they're starting to show up. Is that
Oh, look at that.
Oh, is that Jean?
Oh, Jean and sisters,
Suze and Deb.
And Deb.
She really tried to go for that rosy cheek. Didn't really pull it off.
Yeah,
she's
I feel like she's bleeding.
She's
bleeding.
You know, look at some of these kids trying double suspenders, really getting into the theme.
Good for
Welcome,
them.
Kids. Welcome. Hey, kids.
Are we taking you back?
Are you taking us back?
Tell you what, my sister's going to be taking me back to that Punch Bowl, pull me over there.
Pull
Dean,
me.
Dean, pull us over to the Punch Bowl. Dean.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing it. Here we go.
Oh, my God, Gene. Oh,
excuse me.
Oh, sorry. Hi. I didn't see you there. I was pushing one of my legless sisters to get punch.
I didn't see you there. Allow me. You're bleeding from the face.
Oh, just it was a there. Choice.
Oh.
Yeah.
But thank you for noticing. Oh.
This feels like we'll just leave you two alone.
Okay. If you could, thanks, Deb.
Push you away.
You could push us away to leave you alone.
Okay,
well, you're still... Okay, now you got to go back to where you were.
Okay, I'll walk over here.
You'll sit in the middle of the dance floor. We'll be better at the punch bowl.
They're really good dancers. They're great at spinning on their shells.
Really strong upper body strength.
Yeah. Wow, I really like your hat and your vest.
Thanks. I didn't know if I'd be able to pull them off.
Oh, no, you are wearing them.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Do you like my bauble?
Oh, my gosh. A bauble for the bubble ball? That's the best thing I've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, I'm just wearing a stupid dress that was my mom's in the 1770s.
No, it's really brings out your red eyes.
Stinks.
All right, kids, we're going to kick it off with a slow dance the way every party should start. Pair up real quick and head out there on the dance floor.
Wow.
I guess.
Just.
We're standing next to each other. Maybe we should go out there together.
Okay. I'm Gene.
Karatu.
Whoa. Freaking cool name, bro.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah. Even if it's not, I don't know.
Do you really think it's cool? Tonight's kind of my big coming out. You know, I've never been to one of these balls before.
Neither have I. Neither have my sisters. Neither have everybody from our birthing year. Kadrahu. What is it? Kadratu?
Kadratu.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're not alone in that, you know?
I didn't know you were my same birthing year.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
Wow. We have more in common than I thought. We're born in the same year, and probably lots more.
It's a kind of a spark. It's a kind of a twinkle. I think something's starting here. It's a kind of a bubble. It's a kind of a butterfly. And one thing is clear.
Deep down in my belly, it's a kind of a twist and a turn that makes my feet go to jelly. It's a kind of a, I don't know, thing inside of my head that makes my eyes go red. And also, I think that I definitely love you. I'm definitely in love with you. What did you say?
Like,
I love you. I'm definitely in love with you.
Oh, that dude's moving fast.
Like you.
I think we're on the same page.
Not really.
I think that you see. So please listen while I get down on one knee.
Oh my gosh, please stop.
I know I have five knees, but here's the one that I mean.
Intervention, hey, could you get over here real fast, Gene?
Oh my gosh, did you see that guy?
Yeah, that dude went from 0 to 5, which, as we all know, is the highest number there is.
That's right, all right.
And it was like, I mean, I think you have something, but that dude was jumping right to the end where you mate for a while and have 5 kids.
But Deb, are you jealous?
Yeah, sure.
Or do you really care? Oh.
Both.
Well.
I mean, I'm jealous on the one end, but on the other end, as your sister, It's one for all, so it's your call. But maybe if you could just take it slow, I guess. I don't know.
Is my sister really looking out for me? Or is her orange shell turning green with envy?
Hey, Jean, it's Sue's here. I was drinking in the bathroom. I'm catching up as we go along. But I think you should go with this guy. We all have to make it in this world alone.
Oh, my gosh.
Unless you find the one that loves you. Maybe I'm making this about me.
You're very drunk.
But I've been rejected 3 times tonight.
Hey, Sue's, the first time you were rejected, I've heard this story been told. You actually asked out the amplifier to the left of the punch bowl.
Well, he didn't have to squeal at me.
It was just making
squeals. He squealed and squealed.
That's not what that was.
He called me a pig, essentially.
That was a song about pigs, never mind. Listen, you should go be with him, but be careful. He seems like he's in it for the long haul. And I guess that's the kind of thing you could find at the Bubble Ball.
Oh my gosh, what should I do? Is this a dream? My head is perfectly in the 1770s theme.
At this Bubble Ball, will they fall in love, or are they moving too fast? Are the other two crab sisters finding love too? Is one jealous? Who knows? What's the deal with those sea snakes? Find out when we return after the intermission of Monsters Bubble Ball, the musical!
Okay, Zach, so listen, mm-hmm. I know that they love us and we love them, and so it makes it hard to be inventive with these ads because they've been so loyal.
It is like, thank you so much. What do we do now? But I feel like you've got it. I can see it.
I just think, like, isn't that like a great problem to have?
Yeah.
What a great problem to have that they're such a loyal sponsor who's so rad. And I'm like, what more can I even say? Lisa Mattress, you rule the school.
You rule the school. So we're going to try, though, because we do love you, to do this in a way that we have never done it before. To innovate, really, not only just the Lisa ad, but the idea of an advertisement itself.
Like, what is an ad,
like,
even?
It's going to be so subtle that you won't even realize that what we're doing is talking about how the mattress has three layers of... Yeah, of
comfort. We're just going to, like, try to, like,
breathability and
work out, like, what even makes us fall in love with you. Like, you know, it's like that
they
feeling
pillows,
of, like,
blankets,
when you're walking on a
frames.
Beach and you're, like, the sand is, like, under your feet.
And it just feels so good to have that, like, sand crunch under your feet. And you're just, like,
you
feeling
a better
good.
Place to sleep for everybody.
Kind of like a vacation, and you're in Hawaii.
For every 10 mattresses that they donate, one to a homeless
shelter.
Like,
it's like Hawaii is wonderful already, but now, like, you're just having, like, the best day in
and,
Hawaii.
And, like, you're having a piña colada, and, like, the breeze is going through the palm trees.
It's one of Forbes 20 startups to watch.
And you're like, this piña colada is so good.
It's just so good.
Huh. Zach, wake up.
What?
We were just co-dreaming.
That was a good dream.
Yeah, we were like on a beautiful beach.
But more importantly, we were on a
beautiful mattress.
Guys, try Lisa Mattress in your own home for 100 nights risk-free.
They now have pillows, blankets, foundations, and frames. They're amazing, you guys. You can try them at a Lisa Dream Gallery in Soho, NYC, at Virginia Beach, over 80 West Elm stores. They are available in the US, UK, Canada, and Germany online with free shipping.
Still no comma, so I still assume they're available in the digital country of Germany online.
It's 100% American made. It's compressed in a box, and it comes right to your door, and you can get $125 off and a free pillow.
That's new. Let's say that one more time. $125 off and a free pillow when you go to leesa.com/...
Off book. Zach, wake up.
Hmm?
This is all a dream.
Oh my God.
Welcome back. We last left Kadra 2 and Jean, maybe falling in love, maybe falling in like, while her sisters are trying to caution her or maybe are too drunk. What's going to happen as we continue this ball? Will we meet people on the other side of the leg fence? Let's find out now in Monsters Bubble Ball, the musical.
You guys know what I know?
What's that?
Well, there's a bubble ball going on the other side of the crab fence.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, a bubble ball. Ooh, I could really slither and slide my way over there. Ooh,
there's nothing that me, San Manuel, likes more than a bubble ball.
Ooh, I love a good bubble ball because it's so fun to dance with our friends, right? That's what you mean?
Oh, yeah, I want to dance. I want to slither up on that dance floor. Do you guys have a lot of friends that are not sea snake monsters?
Hey, not really, but I was thinking when we slide up in there, maybe we could wreak some havoc as well, you know?
Oh, come on.
Thanks, what you talking about?
We've put our differences aside and agreed on this fence and some neutral, if not positively leaning camaraderie. I mean, I have a monster friend.
You do?
Yeah, we're pen pals mostly, but when we see each other at the grocery store, we say hello.
Very cool.
But
very
we
cool.
Ain't the same, you know? We got different DNA makeups. We're not supposed to mix.
Oh, what are you, stuck in the 1770s?
Hey,
slick?
Is that so bad? That was when things were good.
Oh, come on. Nostalgia is a short-sighted view of the past that negates the negative things that were happening.
Hey.
Well, where are you going? Come back. You can't just say A and walk away.
Hey, I slither away sometimes.
All right, I mean, I'm just...
You know that? That's part of the sea snake way.
I know that we're not really invited to the bubble ball, but maybe we could throw our own bubble ball.
Yeah, we could throw our own... Let's throw it right next door, and then maybe they'll think, we should merge bubble balls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Make it a little bit bigger, a little bit better,
yeah,
a little bit hotter,
just
a little bit wetter.
Ooh, a little bit bigger.
A little bit better.
A little bit hotter. A little bit wetter.
It's hard to get wetter than wet when your entire life is under the sea. But if you want to get maximum wet, then you're gonna have to take it from me. Because there is one thing that's true, make no mistake. Ain't nobody nowhere to party like a snake.
A little bit bigger, a little bit better,
a little bit hotter, a little bit wetter, a little bit bigger, a little bit better, a little bit hotter, a little bit wetter.
We'll be dancing all across this great nation. We'll be making it wetter with our excess hydration. Oh, I know that we're gonna be out there on the main, because no one throws a ball like an SDC snake.
A little bit bigger,
a little bit better, a little bit hotter, a little bit wetter,
a little bit bigger,
a little bit better,
a little bit hotter,
a little bit wetter.
Let's do it right now. Ooh, it's very easy to do, and you don't have to repent. We'll erect a giant stadium. I got a stadium pop-up tent. The poles fit into the holes, and they snap together easily. And it's see-through, so everyone outside will see the partying that they got to see. And it's a little bigger, a little bit hotter, a little
bit hotter, a little
bit wetter,
a little
bit bigger, a little
bit
better,
a little bit hotter,
and a little bit wetter.
Yes, just a friendly companion bubble ball. We'll be next to them, and everyone has fun for all. I got a DJ friend and he only wears a mask. I think that he will DJ be up for the task.
Are you talking about The dead mouse, that undead mouse, that zombie mouse, DJ, the undead dead mouse.
The very same undead mouse.
The famous dead mouse.
The zombie mouse who makes the bass, thump, 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 makes of everybody take their worries and a dump, dump, dump.
Maybe a little bit bigger. A little bit better.
A little bit hotter.
And a little bit wetter.
Splish splash.
And we'll stay open an hour later, so everyone will get the, when everyone leaves the first party, we'll get everyone that leaves.
Ooh.
Hey.
Kadratu, I'm sorry that I, like, turned away for the rest of that song, but, like, you were dumping on me some real, like, intense love realness, and, like, we just met.
Did I read it wrong? I was pretty sure that was where that was heading.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing to, like, see that that's where it's heading. It's another thing to think it's already there.
Well, I mean, how do you know it's not there? You haven't given it a chance yet. Pretty sure that if I felt it, that you must be feeling it too. Oh, sorry. So rude, but... Hello?
Hi, it's your parents.
How is
checking
it going?
In.
How's
it going?
How are you?
How is it going, sweetheart?
You're having fun. You're getting out there. You're getting on that dance floor. Don't be a wallflower now.
No, I already started talking to someone.
I remember.
Oh, great. Whoa, very right. Exciting.
Okay.
She's a girl.
Okay,
sure.
Great.
We're from the same birthing year.
Sure.
Oh, great.
So it's her first bubble ball, too.
So we have a lot in common.
Okay, well, just make sure you're being true to yourself. You know, like, it's great that she's a girl, but if you don't like a girl, you know, you don't have to prove anything to anyone.
Oh, no, I like a girl. I like a girl.
Okay.
All right.
Just checking in. Make sure you're home by 5, because if you're home after 5,
what number is that?
There's no such time.
That's right. Sorry about that.
No,
my parents check in on me from time to time.
I think it's really sweet.
I think they think I'm gay, by the way, but that's okay.
Oh, are you?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I guess it's like you don't necessarily know.
Yeah, I don't know yet.
Yeah, I personally, I don't know either, but you're the first person I've liked, so it feels like it's leaning that way. I mean, at minimum, I think I'm interested in both genders.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Like, yeah. If you have a strong feeling towards somebody, maybe the gender doesn't really matter, even.
Oh my gosh, yes, I really am here for that.
Yeah.
Oh, what the heck?
Hey.
Oh my
it sounds
gosh.
Like, are you looking to swing?
What the heck?
As if you're looking to swing.
Who's this guy?
Who is this guy?
I got a place you might want to swing on over to.
Well, we're kind of in the middle of something here, bud.
Oh, sure. It seems like it's going well.
There's a sexy, sexy snake.
But let make no mistake.
Look at his wiggles.
Ain't nothing that gets a little bit better with a sexy, sexy snake. Are you looking to swing? 'Cause if you wanna swing, come on over next door. We've got Dead Mouse.
Oh my gosh, Dead Mouse.
Wow.
Hello, attention please, everyone. Hi, it's your friendly Bubble Ball Committee. If you're having a good time, let me hear you say, Bubble Ball.
Bubble Ball.
Bubble Ball. Yeah, if you're having a good time, let me hear you say, woo.
Wow!
This DJ is sub. Well, I guess that's not the DJ per se, but you know, who doesn't call out things like that in the middle of a cool dance time?
Dead Mouse?
Dead Mouse.
Okay, it's been brought to my attention that our neutral to positive-leaning friends, the Sea Snakes, have thrown a sort of a friendly, no one's getting nervous about it, compendium party right next door to our own faithful tradition of the Bubble Ball where monsters come out and meet. So, you know, I want to say, hey, you're not going to hurt our feelings if you need to go over there, but I would ask, hey, why not? not give us a little bit more time? Your committee has put a lot of work into getting these sleds hung up here, and it just would mean a lot to us if you could stay for a little bit before you go see Dead Mouse.
Snake's got no problem with that. In fact, that plan sounds great.
Oh, thank you, Snake.
You wanna come to the party next door? Don't worry, we're open late.
Okay, now these kids have to be home
by
5. Some
people don't know that a party goes an hour later. That's the trick. Your party goes till 5. The snake party goes till 6. You'll have to come to find out what it is.
Oh my gosh, Kudratu, this is like crazy.
Maybe we should go check it out.
I don't know. Can you give me a second again? I'm sorry to keep turning away from you when things get intense.
That's all right. I basically told you I loved you and then said maybe I'm gay, so I'm throwing a lot at you right now.
Lay off the punch, Suze.
Hey!
You are making a fool of yourself.
La, 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 la.
Guys!
You hear yourself?
Everybody thinks that they are the best, and everyone's starting to leave.
I don't wait till the
I'm
one.
I'm gonna start leaving too, but I'm gonna hook up with this amp named Peavy.
Okay, Suze, please get it together. I need your guys' help, okay? Sister, stick together even at the bubble ball.
Hello, I am Peavy, the amplifier. I would like to go on a date with you.
Oh, gosh, I guess we were wrong.
This is all I ever wanted.
Oh, my gosh.
What is happening
right
now?
We were wrong, Deb. They're in love. That's amazing.
I like you a lot, Suze.
Oh, my gosh, it's beautiful.
I think I love you.
Oh. Back off, guys. I'm making out with his amp now.
Oh, me a boob.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Deb, I was treating my feelings like a secret I should keep, while others around me weren't afraid to take the leap. I was so busy looking for things to be so perfect and clarified. But now my sister and her true love, well, their love is amplified. Oh yes, their love is amplified. I'm sorry, Kudratu, for running away. Let's try it. Why not? Who says that it's one way that we can see if it's right? Why don't we trust each other and trust this night?
Maybe we should go next door to see. Explore this relationship for the better, you and me.
It sounds like a good idea. Yeah, we should try, and maybe
their love is amplified.
Now both of my sisters have found love. At least I feel like I should get locked in a trunk. Oh, I think that one of my sisters might have found love, and the other one is embarrassingly drunk.
Oh, Deb, you think I would forget you? Come with us to the snake party, it's true. I would never leave you behind, Deb. Come get on this 1770 sled, because our love is amplified too.
Yeah, let's get on this sled. I think this night could be faded. Your love is all amplified, and our legs are amputated. Oh my gosh, look at this place.
Wow, this is so slick. Oh my gosh, look, it's Dead Mouse, the zombie mouse DJ.
Welcome, what up? It's me, Dead Mouse, the Zombie Mouse DJ!
Oh my gosh!
I want everyone to get on the floor under the water! This is an instructions dance, so even if you don't know the dance moves, just follow along!
Wow!
Step! To the left!
Okay.
Slide! To the right!
Got it!
Expand your concept of time! There's another hour of time later at night!
Whoa, he's talking about six!
What is six?
Six! A clock is cool! Six! A clock is late! There is an hour 2 hours after six! Even later than six! It's called eight!
Whoa!
Hours are a construct and time is not linear. Your version of time is beginner. You need to think of time in a much expanded way. Listen to my undead voice and the undead things I say.
Dead mouse is blowing our minds. Dead mouse is blowing our minds. Dead mouse is blowing our minds. Expanding our concept of time. Whoa, I feel all open up inside, Kadratu. How you feeling, Deb?
I'm feeling pretty good.
Well, you're looking pretty good.
Hey, you looking pretty good over there.
Mm, hello, two snakes.
Hello.
You know, I never thought the two should meet, us snakes and you monsters, but you're looking pretty hot and wet and big and better.
Oh my gosh. Can I ask you guys a question?
Sure.
You got legs?
Nope.
Oh my god, we have so much in common.
We have so much in common.
So much.
Would you want to be in a real quick sandwich of snakes?
I would be honored to be in a snake sandwich.
Well, let us just swirl around you, girl.
Mm. Oh boy. Ooh. Oh boy, I'm getting a little dizzy. I'm getting a little dizzy.
Just relax, baby. Just relax.
Suze? Jean?
What is it? Suze is drunk and make... Oh, you're here.
I'm here.
Are you okay, Deb?
I got a little overwhelmed by these snakes spinning around me.
Yeah, it can be a lot to fall in love.
I thought it would be. I'm not sure that's what it is.
Oh, well then, yeah. Snakes, get out of here. All right.
Easy there, Claws.
Don't worry, Deb. We got you.
Thanks. It really is all for one, one for all, even if you're not at the bubble ball.
Of course.
We were, but we heard maybe you were in trouble, so we came right over.
That's so nice.
Oh my gosh, you brought Pete?
I'm sorry to pull you away from Pete.
Does that mean there's no music at the other party?
No, the music is gone because I am here. I mean, there is music playing, but it's not being amplified by anything.
You know what, you guys? This is crazy, but that means that party is suffering. We should just tear down this fence between us and have one party.
Hey, whoa.
Wait a minute. Now I may just be a sea snake named San Manuel, but I don't know about... I mean, we weren't invited to the Monster Ball party, and we sea snakes have always been really good at partying, and I mean, things have gotten a long way in our relations between us, but there's still so far to go, and you go back to that party, and now there's no more party for us.
Yeah.
No way. This is the way
things have been for years. You get the wall up, and that's how it stays. The fence is there. Bada bing, bada boom.
Bada bang, bada bigger.
Go get your shine box.
No, it doesn't make any sense. Because bowl parties are really fun, and they'd be more fun if we were all together. And then my sisters could have their legs back.
You're saying we could take our legs back and we won't have to use them as a wall anymore?
Yeah, I think just make one party, you know?
It's almost like this two-party system is dividing all of our people.
Yeah, it's like, how can we ever move forward when we pick sides like this?
Yeah. I mean, there are legitimate differences between us, but not more than we have in common.
Right, and no need to amplify them with leg fences.
I know, the leg fences. Really, I mean, it was a bad idea immediately, but the more I think about it, it's really grotesque on all levels.
Yeah, here.
Zeb, you've got one of your legs back. And now you got one of the other ones.
Oh. And when I've got some of my legs back, I think it should be true for me to take that mobility I've regained from my legs and give a couple legs to you.
Wow.
I don't have legs anymore, but you've got more to spare. And if we all gave each other legs when we needed them, we'd have enough legs to share. Never had legs at all. We felt so disenfranchised by the violent language and the building of that wall. But if you've got enough legs, it seems crazy to me. Do you think you got a leg to share with me? I'd just take one. You could still have three.
Of course.
I'm a snake with a leg. How does it go in exactly? I'm gonna hold it in my mouth.
No.
That seems wrong. I'll take it out of my mouth. I'll give this leg back to you. But I think the metaphor goes ahead as planned. When we all give each other metaphorical legs,
it's easier to take a stand.
Hey, Kadratu.
Yeah.
I really got on your case before when you got down on one knee. You were just rushing ahead with my sister so fast, it made me nervous under the sea.
Well, I think that I got a little ahead of myself, and as maybe you could see. So maybe we take it a little bit slower, let it grow organically.
And committee who?
Back after a short this.
Hey everyone, I wanted to tell you about a special episode of LeVar Burton Reads that's coming out this week.
You probably know him from Reading Rainbow or Star Trek. That's LeVar Burton, and he's encouraging listeners to lose themselves in a great story.
Each episode features LeVar reading a hand-picked piece of short fiction.
In the final episode of season 2, LeVar reads the story Childfinder by Octavia Butler, a hugely influential science fiction writer.
In fact, Ava DuVernay is currently adapting one of Octavia's novels for TV.
The big little screen.
This episode is an incredible and personal, meaningful moment for LeVar, who has championed Octavia's work for a long time.
Be sure to listen to the season 2 finale of LeVar Burton Reads on Stitcher or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. LeVar Burton. LeVar Burton.
Meaningful episode of a woman's beautiful work. Check it out.
Welcome back.
John Hartman.
Oh, what an absolute delight.
What a full of Hartman.
Oh, thank you. That was a blast.
Yeah, I mean, you're so, I mean,
come on. Also,
you're so great.
What a great show where almost every scene and song was all three of us.
Yeah.
That was just a series of trio scenes.
That was a series of everyone being like, ooh, fun. Me too, please.
Me too. Yeah. And me also.
Yeah.
You're saying it had everything. It didn't leave anything out.
No. Every detail.
Everything was in there.
Everything you can think there. Of.
Yeah.
Speaking of songs that have everything in them, we're going to do a little segment that we haven't done in a while that we love called
What's the Patter?
The Patter song is something that I affectionately refer to as some Gilbert and Sullivan bullshit.
That's right.
Where it's just, we get a, I forget how we start this, but it's just a song that goes faster and faster as it goes.
We sort of muse around and get a topic, you know, like.
We're going to get into the musing section right now.
So, like, oh my gosh. John, what'd you do today? Anything of note or like any food you ate today or like any chore that you're like, oh, I gotta get to that
chore. What's on your mind?
Yeah.
Well, I went and got a Thai massage.
Oh.
Have you ever gotten a Thai massage?
I have.
Where they kind of walk on your back.
Yeah. And they stretch it out for you.
It's not always very pleasant.
No.
But it feels good afterwards, but it really did kind of hurt.
Okay, yeah. But how do you feel now?
It still hurts.
Oh, darn.
I think this is a Patter song about pain that makes you stronger.
Yeah.
That makes you stronger.
Yeah. Things that hurt, they get better over time. Oh, little child, if you learn one thing, pain can make you from a peasant to a king.
Oh, don't give me ifs, ands, or buts. One day you will like that little paper cut.
If you learn how to hustle, then little son or daughter, you will grow your muscles.
And if someday a lion bites off your hand, that makes the feeding habits of lions easier to understand.
If you touch a pot and then you learn that pot is hot, then now you know about thermodynamics.
If you know the pot, it goes to spill, you'll know how to grow big strong like a gorilla.
And if you are a gorilla and you eat a big banana, then you think, ooh, that hurt, I'm allergic to bananas.
If you stub your toe and your name isn't Joe, then maybe you will name yourself Joe Bro.
If you're Joe Bro and you're up in the tree singing, oh my god, I don't know how to be.
If a tree falls down and it doesn't make a sound, then we learn that trees hurt when you hit the ground.
And if you're on your knees and you're begging please, and all of a sudden you are stung by bees, and those bees have stingers and they hurt your head, then you remember you can lift up it.
If you're strong like a strong, strong man, people will start to call you Tarzan. And if you're strong and you're strong in the bees, then the bees won't sting you, please, please, please.
And if you go to war and learn to shoot a gun, and then you think, ooh, this war is kind of fun, then you come back and you have PTSD.
If your face is covered in soot because you've been raised in a chimney, and then you can do it with me. Yes, you can be in a chimney, and you can be full of bricks, and you can pick up so many piles of sticks.
If you're good and you think that war is bad, and that's the best, you can come back from the war and you'll become a pacifist.
The best Patter song we've ever done. Ooh, you know what's hard? Doing a Patter song and trying to base it off the last thing the last person said.
You don't always do it like that.
We don't ever do it like that. Really, I don't know why that happened.
Gave ourselves a chore, and we were like, ooh, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
The thing about hurdles is that when you fall over them and you just slam into that hurdle.
Okay.
And you hit the ground. Okay. Now you know how high of a hurdle you can jump. Okay. It's a learning experience.
Okay, let's do another one real quick about a spa day.
You want to do a rap about a spa day?
Sure.
Yeah, hit us with literally any track, Brett. We're going to do a quick spa day rap.
Just that was very short.
That was very short.
And very funny.
And very good. It's the best one we've ever done.
Very good and strong and good and strong. Just like the person in that song.
Yeah. This is that spa day rap music.
Mm.
Yeah.
spa day every day in September. I gotta get on my eyes a bunch of cucumber. Yeah, I gotta drink that spa water with a little citrus. Put it in my calendar, you know I can't miss this. Give me that massage, give me a facial. Give me everything so like it's glacial. Moving at a slow pace, I gotta take time. I gotta take time for me to just unwind.
Straight relaxing up here, bud. And I'm gonna need my face all packed with mud. And I'm gonna need you to exfoliate, because I'm here at this spot to relax. It's going great, yeah. Walk on my back, make those vertebrae crack. And I will never stop until I have a little snack. Apples and tea, apples and tea. Get those apples and tea into my mouth, yes please.
S-P-A, spa day.
S-P-A, spa day. I'm talking S-P-A, spa day. You think I'm not gonna be at the spa? No way.
Oh, I'm in the spa, but I'm feeling all alone. I won't feel alone when you put on my back some stones. Oh, you're really messing up with my bowels when I go and you put me some white towels.
Every day my life is full of toil, so I gotta get rubbed down with some oil. Make sure they smell of lavender, bro. Yeah, do it, and yo, you push, show. I want you to remember this. Every day I wanna be covered in mist. In my day I'm spotting that flora and fauna, but I wanna sit down now in this sauna.
Sauna at the S-P-A spa day. S-P-A spa day. S-P-A spa day. Oh, they have a spa in the back of the spa? No way. Anyway, yes. Time for my next vacation. Step up in the spa with some guided meditation. I want you to tell me that I'm out on a beach and there's a piña colada and it's close within reach. And I'm sipping on it, getting drunk on rum. Working and not drinking this rum would be dumb.
Yeah, you plus me and that rum, see, that's a math that I wanna do, that's math for me. Yeah, I wanna get out with that drink, son, in this Caribbean.
Oh, I know in this spa day I wanna feel cool. After my spa, I'm gonna cool off in the pool. Oh, I have it spa, my wish. I'll take it in Thai, varietal, or Swedish.
Yeah, S-P-A, spa day. S-P-A, spa day.
It's an S-P-A, spa day.
You think I'm not chilling out at a spa? No way.
Aw, yeah, John Hartman!
John Hartman!
Where can the people find you? What do you want the people to know?
Well, you can see Baby Wants Candy every Friday, 7:30 at the UCB Sunset.
Sorry.
Check it out.
And you can
catch your social media handles at. If you
oh, you can
them.
Follow me on Instagram. I ain't on the Twitter right now.
Hell yeah.
Oh,
okay, good for
great.
You.
Love
yeah.
it. Love
Take
it.
Take back
love
your
it.
Time.
Love it and leave it. You know what I'm saying?
Love it and leave it. A different podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
quick
good.
Plug for Love It or Leave It right
well,
now.
They
love
really
it.
Need. They really
Pod
need.
Save America.
Yeah. Those guys are not doing.
They need
well
people
enough.
To like bump them up. You know.
Yeah. But you can follow me on Instagram at John L. Hartman.
Guys, John Hartman, he's a treasure. Give it up for Scott Passarella.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Dana. Thank you, Brett, for taking all of those requests that I made for
Fun Sounds.
Fun Sounds.
Fun Sounds.
We
thank you.
We had to make a hand language to signal for when we wanted sounds.
Yes, and it was very fun to watch. So
that's a little behind the scenes. That's what's going on. Nothing's
BTS behind the scenes.
Thank you, Earwolf. Thank you, Colin Anderson.
If you're in the San Francisco area the first weekend of June, we're playing Clusterfest, baby. It's a big comedy festival. Go check us out.
We're in it. It's going to be fun.
We're a whole line of the poster.
Yeah, and you get for having a long title. As we say at the end of every show, if you're under the sea,
then you're for me.
Bye.
Hey guys, it's Jessica St. Clair and Lennon Parham here. If you haven't listened to Womp It Up,
we've got all brand new episodes. They're airing weekly. Chances are there's about 20,000 episodes for you to listen to on your drive.
We've got some of the best comedians in the biz on playing amazing characters.
Casey Wilson.
Rob Hubel.
Paul Scheer.
Jason Mantzoukas.
Mary Holland.
Nick Kroll.
Brian Husky.
How about Andy Daly?
And that's just to name a few. Please join us every week for a new episode of Womp It Up and watch as the Womplerverse expands before your eyes.
Hashtag turnaround.
This
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.
Why?
If you have T-Mobile 5G home internet, you might be hearing this a lot.
Why?
Every time your internet slows down during the busiest hours.
Why?
Because your network gives priority to cell phone users.
Why?
Good question. Why not switch to Cox internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours?
Okay.
Stop the whys and visit cox.com/5G home for details. T-Mobile prioritizes certain T-Mobile phone users over home internet users during times of congestion.